We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey Amabez until, and we're starting six lines from the top of Ayin Hey Amabez. Six lines from the top of Amar. We're continuing the Brisa, where the Brisa says that Menayin Lasois Lamato Kilamailo, and it says that how do you know we do Lamato Kilamailo? We make a drasha of Zima Zima to learn Lamailo Kilamailo. Mato. What's it talking about over here? What are we handling over here? Menayin Lasois Lamato Kilamailo, Nam Kam Zima, Nam Kalahan Zima. What are we talking about? Zog to Gemara. Ilema. So the lashon is lases lamata kilamaila. So assuming lamata means the children and grandchildren, and lamaila would mean father-in-law and father-in-law's parents and mothers. That's what we're talking about. So or mother-in-law's mother. So minayin lases lamata kilamaila. My lamata kilamaila. Ilema bas bino ubas bita kibita b'hadal kasin. Does it mean maybe that the grandchildren is like the children? That's the first step. Maybe bas bino or bas bita is like bita. So Gemara says that's the first in the pasuk. Again, the pasuk says zima, it says eres isha or bita leisagala is bas bino as bas bita. So just like we're learning out that a bita is chayiv shreifa from zima zima, bas bino and bas bita also learned that the same exact word zima. So therefore, on that we don't need a new question. How do we know lamata the younger generation is like kamaila? It means, must mean, Eim Chamov, Ve'eim Chamoisoi, Ke Chamoisoi. We're saying, how do we know? Chamoisoi is the first apostle, gets Repa. That's Isha Vesbita. How do we know the mother of the mother in law? How do we know that mother is also? Or the mother of the father, Henrat's also. So, for Eti Gemara, if that's what we're trying to bring a riot to, Hai Lamata Kalamaila, Lamaila Kalamata Avoy. You have to say, Menayin, that Lamaila is like Lamata. How do you know that the older generation, the third generation, is like the second generation? So it doesn't say that. It says, how do you know Lamata Kilamaila? So Gemara says, Tani, we'll have to change Taka. We're changing the words. Lamaila Kilamata. So now, how does that read? So the Brisa would say, Menayin, how do we know that Lamaila is Kilamata Nemekan Zima of Nel Halan Zima? That's what it says. It doesn't even say the grandmother. So it doesn't say it. Anything Zima Duke. Zima, it says Zima. He's saying it just says Zima. It doesn't say the whole thing in the first place. It doesn't say that anything. It doesn't say a pasuk about it. You can't say it says Zima here. It doesn't say it. There's no pasuk about this. So Amar Abaya, Hachi Kamar. Menayin Lasois, Shloisha Doris Lamailo, Kishloisha Doris Lamata. How do we know that just like by Lamata, we have three dairis. We have him, his wife, the wife's daughter, and the wife's granddaughter. So the same thing will be Lamaila also. It'll be his wife's mother, and his wife's grandmother. So how do you know that last is Shloisha Doris Lamaila? We're still changing the gears. How do you know Lamaila is Kalamata? But we're saying like this. But I last is Shloisha Doris Lamaila, Shloisha Doris Lamata, Nema Lamata Zima. It says Lamata Zima, that we know. Eves Isha Bita Lesigala, it says there's Zima. Nema Lamaila Zima, it means by the pasuk of his wife and his mother-in-law. Ma Lamata Shloisha Doris, just like Lamata, we have first the pasuk, it goes down three Doris. Af Lamaila Shloisha Doris. So that is the first part of the third section of the Braisa.
Why do we have to switch it to Lamaila?
Because we're still learning out. We're learning out the Lamaila. We know already the wife's children and grandchildren. That we know. It's first apostolic and it says Zima. We're trying to learn out the next generation, the Chamoisa's parents, the in-law's parents. On that, we're saying Menayin Lamaila is Kalamata. You have to say that Lamaila is Malamata. That was saying Zima. The only problem was it doesn't say Zima on the third generation. We're taking the whole upper generation as one thing, one Indian. And says there it says Zima, and that's it. Now if you go vice and now if you look back at that Brisa in the third section has another drasha to it. It says Menayin Lasis Lamata Kalamata, which we're changing now to mean the Menayin Lasis Lamaila Kalamata, never can Zima, never Lahan Zima, Mala Alam, Kamata Kamala, Afkalamata Mala. Then it goes weiter, it says, Umakan, Lamaila Kalamata, Aflala, Mala Kamata. What are we adding on with that? So adding on with that is Zara. So, Uma Ba'inish, Asay, also, Lamata Kalamaila, Afbazar Nami, also, Lamaila Kalamata. So now the second level of the drasha is that we're learning out Azara also now. Just like by Oynish, Lamata Kalamaila, we're Marbe, Lamata Kalamaila. So the same thing, when it comes to Azara also, we made the She'er Shalmaila like the She'er Shalmata. That's what we did. Like Gabi Azara also, there's also Azara. Because we had Azara first on the Lamata. We're saying just like the Lamata has Azara, the Lamata has Azara also. Uma ba'inish also Lamata kilamaila, apazor nami also Lamata kilamata. So that is the way Abai touches the Braisa. Rav Ashi, in a few words, will have a different taich in the Braisa. He's going to keep the gears to the same and then say the Mshat. Rav Ashi, l'olam k'ktoni, umay lamata, lamata be'isr. So Rav Ashi is keeping the drasha the same words of the Braisa. Menayin lasais, lamata kilamayla. You know what he says it means? Very simple. Lamata means people who are further away from you. Like a grandmother is further away than a mother-in-law. A granddaughter is further away than a daughter. So Abada means lamata kilamayla. The Braisa says, menayin lasis lamata kilamayla means, how do I know to aser the grandmother? Because that's called lamata. And that we say, it says zima by the parasha of daughter and granddaughter. And it says zima by his chamoisa. So ma, just like by the granddaughters, even lamata, which means even the further away are aser, same thing by his chamoisa, the further away is aser. And then the sefer of the sefer, we darshan the same way like Abaya, that it means also that just like there's azara over there, there's azara on the top one. That's Rashi speaks out. The only problem with this pshat is that the word lamata will mean different things in the first line of that sefer and the second line, because the first line lamata means lamata in iser, and for the second part of Rashi, when azara lamata means the granddaughters. That's a little bit of an aura. The Adama has this aura, but the Sefer of Lamata Gamayla will mean like Abaya, like Rashi explains, and Rav Ashi's first line means different. Lamata means Lamata Be'is. So Ad Kan explaining the Braisa. Now we have a new question. This new question is that we just finished saying that his relatives are Hukash to her relatives. When we say daughters and granddaughters, so just like her daughter and granddaughter, his wife's daughter and granddaughter's also, his own daughter and granddaughter's also. So Mara wants to know, let's say the same thing. Just like her mother is her mother's chayiv and her mother's mother is chayiv to you, maybe your mother and your mother's mother is also be chayiv to you. And the truth is, in the Torah, only says there's an issa on someone's mother. It never says about the grandmother. Pasuk says Eves Avicha v'Eves Imcha Lo Yisegale Imcha Hi Lo Yisegale Avasa. It never says the mother's mother. The mother's mother is not Asa Medaraisa.
The father's mother is.
No. Any grandmother is not Asa Medaraisa to him. His grandmother is not Asa to him Medaraisa. So Oma. So the moral of the kashuk this. Imahi Aim Ima Asura Avhu Aim Ima Asura. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that just like her mother is Aser, her grandmother is Aser, your grandma is also. We just say we learn out one from another. We learn it through Heina, Zima, Zima, we learn out. So why don't we say this to Joshua? Oma Abaya, Oma Kro, Imcha Hi, Mashum Imad Machai, Yat Machai, Mashum Aim Imai. You're not Chai because Imcha, and not Mashum Aim Imai. You're not Chai, Mashum Aim Imai. So you're asking the father's mother, I'm not sure. Whatever I tell you is not I'm not sure about that. But we're not handling that. We're handling that the mother's mother. And the question is, the mother should be also just like her mother's mother's also. And now we're answering that it says Imchi, it's Abaya says. Rava says, I have a different taina. Rav Amar, I'll tell you a different reason why we cannot learn out from a wife's mother and grandmother to your own mother and grandmother. Your own mother's also, we know, Beskila. But the grandmother, we don't know, and we're saying, according to Abaya, it's a miyut. According to Rav, he's saying, I'll tell you why you can't darshan. Because like this, there's always a klal, when you learn Agzeira Shava, is there mino umino umino of uki ba'asra? What does that mean? What that means is, let's say in this case, just make it clear in this case, if you're learning out his grandmother from her grandmother, loch is, your wife's grandmother, gets sreifa for that. Now, if you're learning out to his grandmother, his own grandmother, would you get Sreifa or not? So, what? What's the Kavachaimer?
Your grandmother's closer to you than your wife's grandmother.
Yeah, I guess that's the Kavachaimer. Yeah, but here, they're both Aser, one's with Sreifa, one's with Skilam, and they're both her mother. The Torah asks that. Once, don't know. I don't know if that's enough of a kavah chayim. They're both aser. Which kavah chayim? The more we talk about the gavah chi of misa, maybe. But kaponim here, we have a gzeres shava. We have a limit learn one from another. So the shaila is that if you learn out from that grandmother, what would be the einish? Straight for like that one, or maybe it would be skila. Why would it be skila? Because a person's own mother is chayav skila. So maybe uki ba'asra means their din always is skila. So maybe the grandma should be skila. There's always a machlekes. Huh? No makar grandmother. So we learn out from makar from there. So maybe just we learn out that it's asr. But gabi the einish, maybe you go your own private, your einish, the einish to your family. The family's einish is skila. Yeah, because they're learning out the limud that it's asr. Once it's asr, you plug it in to the family's einish. The family's einish is skila because the mother is skila. That would be the shah. It's always machlekes, but every time you make zera shava, is it mino, you learn out the din and the einish, or mino v'uki ba'asra, which means you get to the halachas of that. So Rava is going to talk about that and somehow say, because of that, we're going to disqualify the drasha. Disqualify, we're going to make a pircha on this drasha. Now, I even asked before I even start that what it means, there's a gzeres shava here. How do you make pirchas on gzeres shava? I heard of pirchas on kavachaymers. Never heard of pirchas on gzeres shava. Terry says, this interesting is a pircha. Like Tosfos speaks out, if it's not a mufna, mishnei stadim, you could have a pircha. That's just a agav, maimah muska. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rav Amma, bein lamadim adoy mino, or bein lamadim adoy mino vuki basra, like we just explain what that means. Loy asi, you're not going to be able to learn that. You can have a pircha. According to Mandama, you would learn out from the grandmother of the wife to your own grandmother and say, Mahi aim ima asura, afhunami aim ima asura. Just like by your wife, her grandmother's asur, so you also your grandma's asur. Umino, mahi bisrefa, afhu bisrefa. And you can learn out of Xeris Shava, just like that srefa is a srefa. So that's going to be problematic. Because Lamandi Yoma Srefa Chamura, you're going to have three problems with this drasha. Three. Lamandi Srefa Chamura. Ikla Mifrach, first of all, Malahi, how do you learn out from your wife? Malahi Shkin Ima Bisrefa, which is more Chamur. Tama Bahu Shima Baskila. Number one is, how you can learn out to have a Pircha? The wife is worse, because the wife has Srefa for the mother, and you have your mother Skila. And we're going to go to Srefa Chamura. That would be Pircha number one. Pircha number two would mean, Va'oid, Imoy beskila, imim beshrefa, it would be a stickle pella. Your mother's closer to you gets skila. And the grandmother, which is further away, gets shrefa, which is mohammer. That would be another pircha with this drasha. The one is, had I learned out from the wife? The wife is better. The wife has shrefa, and you don't have shrefa. That's number one.
I don't have
shrefa. You don't have shrefa, your mother's not shrefa.
Right,
no, it's not the second one. The first pircha is, how can I learn out from the wife? The wife is mohammer than you. The second one is, in your own family, it's a common achucha v'klula. Your mother is skila, and your grandmother is srefa, and srefa is mochamer. That would be the second taina. In himself would be a pella. Void, imoy b'skila, imoy b'srefa, bitmiya, like Rashi says. Void, and this is the third one, and this is saying a new problem. The mino o mino will be faulty. Why? Because if you learn out mino, it won't be exactly like her either. Because ma hi, loy chalakta ba bein aim. He said it will be a little faulty, the mino mino. I'm not going to be exactly like them. Because by them, the aim ima is like the imoy. And by me, it's going to be aim imoy and not like imoy. Because the imoy will be skila and that will be a srefa. And lamandi oma skila chamura mahai kushalo in adaina. And according to, we'll explain this last third pircha better, but the mandiyama skila is more chamer, you only have a third pircha. The first two pirchas you don't have. Remember, the first two pirchas were that the wife is more chamer because that's reifa, it's not more chamer. And also, in the same family, skila is more chamer. But the pircha, this would be a pircha. What's this pircha? The pircha is like this. That you can't have a drasha that the mino or mino will be not possible to do because there's some kind of stira in the mino or mino. You're not going to be exactly like the wife. Because if you want to take a srefa, but you're not going to be like the wife, because by the wife, the mother and grandmother say the same thing, but you it's not. Teretz says, say that by you should be skila, but then the aimim won't be the same. So something be wrong, and that's why Rava says you can make this drasha to learn out that aimim is asur from aimima, because there's problems with the drasha. So that's if you learn mino, that's the problem with it. So my name is skila, only last kashal, only done, period. So how would you learn the drasha? Mahi aim ima asura. Afunami aim ima asura. You would say just like by your wife, her grandmother's asur. Afunami aim ima asura. But you also your grandma will be asur. Vuki baasra hosam with the bisrefa vahacha beskila. You will be beskila because you take it back to your family's einish. Kireshcham be ima. So I'll tell you what the pirchu this is. Lamandi am asrefa chamura. Firmandi am asrefa chamura. Ikla mifrach, you can ask, on top of Ayin Vav of Aleph, Lamani Masrefa Kumar Ikla mifrach, Malihi, Shikain Ima Besrefa, Taima Behush Ima Beskila. You have the same pircha as before, that you have pircha. Hey, you learn a bachlal from your wife. Your wife, the mother has Srefa, which is more chamer, and you only have Skila. No, go now, Lamani Masrefa Kumura. Taima Behush Ima Beskila. Va'oid, second problem with this is, Hu Kehi. Then Mahi, just like her, loy chalakta ba, bein bita leim ima, just like about her, there's no chalak between your daughter and the grandmother, af hu, loy sach loik boy, bein bita leim ima. And a person's daughter gets sreifa, and it's be different than your grandmother getting skila. Ulamandi amaskila chamura, mahai kosha loy doyim, from this kasha, you won't be able to do it. Like this. The feed of one, the uki ba'asra would mean like this. You would learn out from the grandmother of your wife and say, just like the Eretz Asa, then my grandma's Asa. But my grandma will be skila, like the family, not like your Srefa. So what would be the problem with that? The problem with the drasha is, if you learn Srefa, chamur will be a pircha. Stam is like, hey, learn out from a wife, the wife is mochamur. Her mother is Srefa and your mother is skila. Okay, that's question one. Srefa is mochamur. Second question, which applies for Srefa and skila equally, is that there's no, that there's a problem over here, that Va'oid, it's here, Mahi, there's no difference between Bita and Eim Ima, but you also, you should not be Cholak Bein Bita Le'im Ima. There's something, the drasha doesn't work out, because even when you Uke Ba'asra and say that Sreifa, so here, even if you say Uke Ba'asra, maybe it should be Sreifa. Maybe your family's Einchim should be Sreifa. Why? Because the bita is Sreifa. And you find that by your wife, her daughter is like her grandmother. So even if you want to put it back in your family, the whole time it was, why do you get skila in your family? Because that's your family's oinish. But I'm telling you that your family's oinish might be Sreifa. Because just like by the wife, we compare a grandmother has the same oinish as her daughter. So here also, your family, let's do your family's oinish. What's your daughter? Your daughter has been Sreifa. So it should be Sreifa. So the problematic, the minom of Uki Ba'asra is iffy. We don't know which way to go with it. What's your Asra? Is your Asra like your mother? Or is your Asra like your daughter?
But so you're doing two steps.
Are you going to tell them why? The mother's more similar to Amy. Maybe it's like Bita. We're showing that from the wife. You could tell that. You could tell her that the mother's closer to being that. But the mother obviously holds it. Just like by the wife, it's going the Bita like the Amy here also. And this taina will be taina both equally if it's Sreifa's Mochamer or Skila's Mochamer. And therefore, Rava says, I don't hold of his drasha. You don't have to come into the miyat of Imkahi, but you can be Dairish Imoi because of these two problems. And mentioned tomorrow, we'll see Kalosai, which is very similar to the Shail of Imoi, but we're out of time, so we'll start tomorrow with Kalosai.